You're listening to SBS News.
The world's best tennis players have not been exempt from Australia's strict hotel quarantine regulations ahead of the Australian Open Grand Slam. Of all the players set to compete in their first major of the tennis season, 72 are now in hard quarantine after some charter flights were affected by positive COVID-19 cases. The flights arrived between Thursday evening and Saturday morning, with travellers tested for COVID-19 before they boarded and after landing in Australia. Unlike regular arrivals, players and coaches are allowed to leave their hotel rooms for up to 5 hours a day for training purposes only. The modified quarantine agreement requires a negative test after day two of isolation, and players will be tested daily for 14 days. However, if the players were on a flight with a confirmed case, they and anyone who travelled on that flight must remain in full isolation in their room without training for a fortnight. The requirements sparked outrage, with some players suggesting on social media that they weren't properly informed of the risks. Yulia Putintseva of Kazakhstan and France's Alizé Cornet expressed their dismay online, with Ms. Cornet later apologising, stating her comments were tactless. And while most players were flown into Melbourne, an exclusive group of top players, including Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka, travelled to Adelaide. Former player and coach Roger Rashid says players were aware of risks and must do their best to adapt.
That's been up there in lights from the start, and the players have been informed, their managements and their teams. So, I think you've got to understand that once you jump into another country, you sit by their conditions and rules for the health and well-being of the country, and so that therefore they're the conditions you're playing in.
Some tennis players have tried to reason with authorities, but the Victorian government says there won't be compromises. World number one Novak Djokovic reportedly sent Australian Open director Craig Tilley a list of 6 demands he would like to see addressed on behalf of those in isolation in Melbourne. Djokovic requested isolation periods to be reduced, players to see their coach or trainer, and for some to be given private homes with tennis courts. However, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says no one will be getting special treatment.
People are free to provide lists of demands, but the answer is no. And that was very clearly laid out beforehand. So the notion that there's been any change, the notion that people weren't briefed, I think that argument really has no integrity whatsoever. And don't just take my word for it. You've got other players who I think on social media and in other forums have made it very clear that they were clear on the rules. I probably can't be any plainer than that.
Corrections Victoria Commissioner Emma Cassar told Radio 3DAW it's a definite no when it comes to early release from hotel quarantine.
Now, it's really important to note this is about our player safety, our staff safety and community safety. We're not modifying the program. We understand that the 14 days is really tough, and we are here to work with the players and Tennis Australia to make that as pleasant and not to impact their training as much as possible, but we're not taking risks on community safety. That's a definite no for me.
Georgian tennis player Oksana Kalashnikova is among those in hard lockdown. She says players who can't train on the courts are at a disadvantage and is making the most of her situation, focusing on keeping her muscles active.
I think it's going to be a big disadvantage for us, obviously. But I'm trying. So hopefully, at least physically, I'll try to stay fit so that at least my muscles would be ready once I'll start playing.
State officials say there have been a few incidents, including one player breaching rules by opening their hotel door to talk to others on the floors. Authorities say players need to respect rules, just as Victorian residents have. The comments from tennis players provoked backlash from some Australian citizens, particularly those who endured Victoria's strict lockdown last year to get back to 0 cases of community transmission. Victorian opposition leader Michael O'Brien says those in Melbourne don't want to go back to a lockdown scenario.
I do support strong measures for hotel quarantine. I don't support special pleading from tennis players who don't like the terms and conditions. We sat through 111 days of lockdown here in Melbourne. We're not going to go through that again. We can't go through that again. And we need to make sure that everyone who comes here, whether it's from overseas or interstate, doesn't pose a risk to Victorians.
The Australian Open is scheduled to begin on February 8th, with organiser Craig Tilley stating there will be no further delays. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.
Thank you.